Tiger's got 152 yards. Should be just a nice, comfortable 9-iron for him. They're gonna go nuts when he hits this thing.
Oh! He went in!
Johnny, that's better than most.
How about him?
That is better than most. Better than most!
Mickelson magic at 50.
Koepka, a major champion.
In your life, have you seen anything like that?
For tournament predictions and conversation on all the storylines across the PGA Tour, this is On the Green, WFUV's exclusive golf podcast.
Well, it's that time of the year. One of the best times there is in the golfing world. It's Masters weekend 2024, the 88th Masters tournament held at Augusta National down in Georgia. How's it going, everybody? Will Talent with you today. Alongside me is Jack Warner. We're waiting for Dan Bartels. He will join us momentarily, hopefully. But for right now, it is just me and Jack, and we're getting right into it. Jack, what a field there is. Lots of stories here. We got Peter Malnati winning the Valspar a couple weeks ago. And for the first time in his PGA career, he gets a nod to the Masters. Unbelievable run, unbelievable story. We'll get into him in just a little bit. But the biggest story, Tiger Woods is making his return. Everyone highly anticipating Tiger after that brutal accident that he got into, limiting him to no play whatsoever. He is now back, the 2019 winner of this same tournament. And even then, it was not great where he was. What a victory it was. What a victory for the sport and the sports world in general. But Jack, before we get into all the action, and I see Dan over in the corner.
Hi,
he
Dan.
Has now joined us. Hello, but everybody. How are you guys doing today?
I'm great, man. You know, you hit the nail right on the head starting off. I think this is kind of a slept-on sporting event for those who don't necessarily watch the sport of golf all the time. In the same way that, you know, the Daytona 500 is the kind of race that everyone knows, even if you don't watch NASCAR or whatever the case may be. The Masters is just such a great time. I have a lot of phenomenal memories from my childhood watching the Masters. It used to always air when I was on spring break in elementary school, and we'd usually always be in the South. We'd actually usually always be right near Georgia. We'd usually be usually in northern Florida. So I remember I have a lot of great memories of watching the Masters with my dad by the TV and him, you know, explaining all the different players to me and us. And that's kind of where I grew, you know, a love of watching golf in the first place. But you best believe that this weekend I'll be watching very closely, having as many, you know, peach-flavored things as I possibly can to get in the Georgia spirit. And, it's just so exciting. Great field. You mentioned Tiger Woods coming back is pretty wild. I know we'll touch on that in a bit, especially just all he's been through in the last couple of years. But just such a phenomenal field this year. And also, just interesting stories everywhere you turn, especially with regard to some of the golfers who have, you know, departed from the PGA Tour to go to LIV, but are now coming back to play in the Masters. So much to unpack. Really excited to be here and excited to talk golf. This is my first time talking golf on WFUV, so this will be fun.
We're rebooting the On the Green podcast for the first time in a little bit, and I'm super pumped. There's always a broadcast that I was highly anticipating all the time, and here we are. We're back. But now, Dan, obviously quite the talented field this time around, and it includes the best golfer of all time in Tiger Woods. But Dan, let me just get your thoughts, your reactions. How are you doing, and are you pumped for this Masters tournament or what?
Will, I'm extremely talented, Jack. I'm very, really extremely.
You're a talented guy.
Well, no play on no play on Will Talent's last name. That was what was going through my mind. And Tiger's certainly talented. I'm very excited to watch what he brings to the table this year. But yeah, Jack, I second 100% what you were talking about. Just the whole aura around Augusta National always is just so different. And you look at baseball and why do we love it? And it's because of just the nicely manicured fields and everything like that. And that's the smell of the grass and everything is so pristine. And with Augusta National, it's so down to a T. You see the guys with scissors cutting before.
There's nothing like it.
It's really its own little world. It's golf's little heaven. And I am super excited. Always a good time of year. And I'm really excited to see what Tiger brings back to the table. I mean, we've seen his history. It's been such an up and down road for Tiger. 5 Masters in his back pocket. I really don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, given what we've seen over time throughout this amazing tournament and the caliber of player that Tiger Woods is, especially down the, if you're going to look at anyone on this list of players, there's only a couple guys. I mean, Mickelson has definitely seen the court, seen the Augusta as much as Tiger has, but it's really like just about him. He's the seasoned veteran. The target is on his back. And I'm very excited, Will. A lot of talent from Tiger Woods. And I'm not going to go out here and say he's the favorite. He's far from it. But it's a great story, and it's an awesome thing for golf right now.
It's a big name to have back in the swing of things, but let's get right into it. We're going to kind of work backwards because our friend Jack does have to leave a little bit early to go to class, the books before the mics. That's how we roll. But, you know, we're seeing a whole bunch of names aside from Tiger Woods, Jason Day, Cameron Davis, Wyndham Clark. I see Bryson DeChambeau. He's going to have some favorite nods. Tony Finau, John Rahm. Ricky Fowler, Sergio Garcia, a guy who has also won the Masters before. And guys, I kind of just want to get right into it. Jack, you were specifically highlighting before we hopped on the pod the amateurs of this year's field. There's a few. I want to say that there's 5. Let's take a look real quick. Yes, there are 5 that I see right here, but there's a 20-year-old. That's unbelievable. Mm. A 20-year-old. That's an age that you usually kind of correlate with the Corn Ferry Tour of the
yeah,
PGA.
Sure.
But, Jack, who is this amateur, and why is he catching your attention?
Well, first of all, a 20-year-old in the Masters. I mean, think about this for a second. I'm sitting here. I'm 21 years old, and I'm just trying to imagine myself last year. You know, I don't know if it's me getting old or them getting more talented at a young age, but
being able to pour milk in my cereal
Exactly. So to debut in the Masters at age 20 is unbelievable. He goes by the name of Nick Dunlap. He's been on the tour for a short amount of time. But in this very short time on the tour, I just want to point out some really, you know, it's one thing when you hear a young guy in the Masters, because as Will mentioned, there's several amateurs.
Right.
And, you know, even I remember getting to go see, I got to go to the U.S. Amateur in 2016
really?
At Oakland Hills. And, you know, so you get to see there's all sorts of guys who get to go experience the Masters, but it's not always seen that these young guys or these amateurs are always projected incredibly high in the Masters. In Dunlap's short time on tour, he's ranking right now number 1 in fewest putts,
wow.
number 2 in par 5 scoring, and he's top 10 in driving distance, which, again, it may just sound like I just rattled off a couple statistics to you, whatever, who cares, but let's think about this for, you know, Augusta National specifically. Augusta National is like putting on glass.
Right.
Those greens are some of the most difficult greens in all professional golf. I believe I read somewhere that it's estimated Augusta greens move at 6 feet per second.
Wow.
Which is just unbelievable. It's like I said, it's like putting
it's
on
like
glass.
A sheet of ice.
Exactly. And on top of that, Augusta is also a course that is not short by any means. It sees its great deal of length. You know, it requires you to hit a long ball and a straight ball, very narrow fairways. So to have a guy who's coming in here so young, so fiery, has proven so much in just a short amount of time on the tour, has shown that he's an efficient putter, has shown that he can work on holes with serious length and work with, you know, hit long drives, be able to you know, carry himself through some of the more difficult holes on a course. I think that's somebody who I'm not going to go right now and say he's my favorite to win it. But what I will say is that's somebody that is a story that stands out to me. And I think that's too much value to necessarily put on the back burner as you start to look for guys to watch.
It's pretty interesting, man. Watching that Valspar tournament, watching Peter Malnati win it, and then his emotional post-game celebratory speech mentioning how young the guys are on tour, Dan. He's 36 years old. He finally gets another win. But he mentioned how hard it is to compete against these 20 and 21-year-olds day in and day out. When he was 20 and 21, as he was saying, they do things now at that age that he couldn't even fathom.
It is crazy. And I do try to draw the comparison, too, to Michael Block at the 2023 PGA Championship.
That.
Because seeing what he did, too, he was the furthest thing from an amateur. And this guy was having some of the best golf that he's ever played in his whole life. And I think that's really a beautiful thing to be seen. And just like Jack was saying with these kids that are going to play some of the best golf they've ever played in their whole lives, unfold on a national stage in golf's biggest, you know, event of the year. It's really cool to see, and I'm very excited to see what happens. And I don't know. There's a lot of stones to be remain unturned. Vern Lundquist as well, I did want to mention. He was a broadcaster for 40 years, and after the Masters, he's going to hang it up.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, so he's called the Masters for 40 years. He was there. Two of the biggest calls probably in golf history, the 16th and 17th between Tiger, Jack Nicklaus, as well as calling it up right into the 2024 Masters. So certainly, we talk about how tough it is. Guys want to guess how many pars there were in the 2023 Masters?
I could only imagine.
3,029.
That's how tight this competition is. I can only imagine how many birdies there are. Don't know the exact price on the purse.
880 on the birdies.
That's, wow, that's unbelievable. Obviously, some heck of golf that we are watching. But like I said before, we're going to work backwards here because Jack does have to leave here in just a little bit. And Dan and I will bring you the rest of the way through. But I want to talk about our picks for this tournament specifically. I'll start it off because I've seen him play and he's looked really good all season long. Hasn't quite gotten there yet this year. Maybe this is his breakthrough and it'd be quite the time to do that at plus one. At plus 1,800 odds, I'm going to go with Xander Schauffele. Now, I saw him play down in the Valspar, a top 10 finish there. I believe it was a top 5 finish, if I'm not mistaken. And the day I was there, he didn't really shoot that well at all. He was about 7 or 8 strokes under from where he was at the Friday I was there. And that was Saturday where he shot that, and his Sunday was great. So I'm going to ride the hot hand. I'm going to go with Xander Schauffele. I think he's due, and he's definitely played his part into making it to this Masters tournament and beating a field, you know, because it's very hard for guys to win multiple Masters. Only a certain amount of guys have done that. So I kind of look at the field and I say, if you've won and you're not Tiger Woods or one of those really big notable names that we've seen year in and year out, I'm probably not going to pick you. Give me Xander Schauffele to win this year's Masters.
Who's next?
I mean, for me, I'm looking at a guy who won the Masters in 2015. He's not too far behind Schauffele at the betting odds. Plus 2,200. Give me Jordan Spieth to win the Masters.
Wow, that's a take. Missed the cut at the Valspar. I like it, though.
I'm liking what I'm seeing in his 11th Masters appearance. Top 4 finishes and 6 of his 10 starts at Augusta in general. He knows this course very well. He plays well at this course. It always seems like his iron game is up to where it needs to be. I don't know. I'm very interested to see what happens. He joined Tiger Woods as the only champions to wear the green jacket at 21 years old. So we talk about experience as well. Jordan Spieth's had it his whole life coming out of Texas. And I'm very, very eager to see what happens. And hey, that's the beauty of golf. We really don't know.
I like that pick a lot. I will preface my pick by saying this. When I was golfing more regularly as a younger kid, when I was first getting into it, one of the first, I got a set of golf clubs for Christmas,
mm-hmm.
but one of the first golf clubs that I ever bought with my own money, I saved up birthday money, babysitting money, all sorts of stuff, was because of this man. And it was a Nike Vapor 3-wood.
Ooh.
Those black, it was, remember the
Nike,
black
don't
with
even
the,
make clubs anymore.
Yeah, it was black with the neon green on it.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Give me Rory McIlroy
Ooh.
At plus 1,000 odds. And there's a couple reasons why, besides recent play, which has been pretty strong. He had just coming off making 26 birdies at the Players, which is pretty freaking phenomenal.
Yeah,
that's not too shabby at all. But I'm not even going to talk about recent play for why I think Rory McIlroy is my pick in this one. Not to mention, you know, he is favored decently well. But he does have the second best betting odds in the entire field. It's because Rory he was the it guy of the generation, probably pre-Jordan Spieth. Once Jordan Spieth won that, you know, Masters at a very young age, it kind of evened the playing field and opened up to some new golfers. And, you know, the kind of that cover of the magazine star was able to broaden out a little bit into several different personalities. But in the early 2010s, the guy to be was Rory McIlroy. And he has done just about everything there is to do in a successful golf career besides win the Masters. Right. And he's coming off a second place finish in 2022. This is his 10th chance to complete a career Grand Slam. I really like just the story around him, what he's got left to prove, which isn't much. Like I said, he's been an elite golfer for almost as long as we've been alive. So give me Rory McIlroy at plus 1,000. Would really love to see him complete the career Grand Slam and get that Masters and get that green jacket that he's been waiting for, clearly, for a long time.
Won the FedEx Cup, too, in 22.
Yes.
So he's a guy we look to. Tiger kind of endorsed him on his way out, too, like as he was kind of – he's still great,
right.
Tiger Woods.
That commercial was awesome.
Right. But looked to Rory and said he's coming. So we'll see.
I love those picks. Jordan Spieth, Rory McIlroy. Those are excellent, excellent picks, and Xander Schauffele for myself. Honestly, could see any three of them winning, but as you were saying, Dan, it really could be anyone, and you know we'll just see, man.
Another guy, too, John Rahm.
Yeah.
Too,
but one last year, though.
Right.
So I can't get behind John Rahm.
Okay, that's fair. I get it. But yeah, him and Koepka, you got to watch out for that, too. Played 30 holes together this Sunday because of their third round ending 8 holes due to weather, but Rahm tallied by 2 shots when they re-entered to the course on Sunday and made up his 6 shots. It was the golf's first major that pitted PGA Tour players, one of whom was Rahm at the time, against the newly formed LIV Golf League. So Rahm jumped to number 1 in the world golf rankings and then joined LIV 10 months later, and that whole thing between him and Koepka, I mean, Koepka's a guy too you could look at, especially how well he plays at Augusta, and he tends to be a very streaky kind of player. Like, there'll be a lot of times where you're looking at Koepka surge up the standings, and he's playing very well. Birdies, even a couple eagles here and there. But then it's just putting game sense to fall off the cliff, and that's kind of where Brooks can get too angry at himself and kind of take himself out of the game mentally. So hopefully that doesn't happen between him and Rahm. Always a great story to watch as well.
Now, Jack, if you have to run, my friend, there is no sweat. Do what you have to do. We're going to talk Tiger Woods now, so if you're trying to stick around, do what it is that you got to do, but we're going to get right into the storyline of the 2024 Masters, and that is Tiger Woods making his return. And Dan, what a moment it is for this sport. Obviously, he's not going to win. Well, you know, can't count him out. You never know.
No, but here's the weird thing about Tiger Woods is Augusta is known as such a taxing course. It is one of the most toughest courses to be a great golfer on. Winning the Masters is such an honor, such an accomplishment, such a feat. And I think, like, everyone knew that Tiger was the greatest golfer of all time for a while.
Oh, yeah.
But I feel like there was this, you know, everyone knew Tiger is someone who was elite, yes. But then he has the elite sort of view, and then he almost, for the first time, winning it in 2019, for the first time, he almost had like his underdog view where it was like, oh my God, this guy's still winning the Masters.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but I'm not picking him to win. Don't get me wrong. That's not what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And I have a reason as to why I don't think he's going to win. But it's just crazy that like this is the flagship tournament of the PGA Tour. And just because of that on its own, and what he's done in this tournament before, there's, for some reason, you can never count out Tiger Woods, no matter what.
Until he's done playing officially. I don't
exactly.
I really don't. Matt Myers, this is an article from Fox Sports. He said that what he noticed in Tiger's practice round was that he looks like he's walking around just fine, and this is a verbatim quote. I think the big concern is can he survive 4 days of doing this? And the way that he's looked, I think so. That's very encouraging. Honestly, I think it's a big plus, Dan, if he makes the cut after Thursday. And then anything after that, I think is just an added bonus.
Yeah, well, Tiger's been dealing with a lot of things. He had influenza. He had to withdraw in the second round out of the Riviera. I mean, it's good that he's walking well, Will, and I think that anytime we look to the greatest athletes in any sport, you know, Kobe was able to tear his Achilles and still shoot free throws. Like, this guy, Tiger Woods, he might be walking around great, but especially when he was playing with his son earlier on in the year with Charlie and seeing him limp and kind of Charlie making fun of the limp, but really understanding that, like, his father's on his way out, and it's sad. I don't pick Tiger Woods to win anymore. And he said this Tuesday, actually, I hurt every day in a CBS Sports article. So he said, I ache every day, and I prefer it warm and humid and hot. And I know we're going to have to get some thunderstorms, but at least it will be hot. It won't be like last year. So last year was obviously a little bit colder at the Masters. It kind of rained to begin the week, but then the weather kind of moved out. So we'll see what we're dealing with here. But Woods made the cut for a record-tying 23rd straight Masters last year.
That's
so
unbelievable.
Yeah, tying Fred Couples, Gary Player. So we'll see if it's 24, Will. I expect him to make the cut at the Masters. I think that'd be a great story again. But is he going to win it? No, I don't think so.
Yeah, and the other thing is, you know, I don't question his, even though he's been through so much, especially with the accident, I don't, you know, hearing the article, Will, like you mentioned, about him, you know, physically looking great in his practice round and there being, you know, encouraging thoughts around him being able to, you know, persevere through 4 days of a golf tournament to give us a full, you know, Masters performance. I don't think I have as many question marks around the physical state that Tiger Woods is in as much as I do just how much repetition he's gotten recently. You know, last December, he was quoted saying that he thought playing once a month in competition would be realistic after, you know, post, you know, everything after the accident.
For him, maybe, not the average goal.
Right. And then you look, you know, forward since 2024 started, we're now, what, 4 months into the year. He's only played one round in 8 holes total in competition. He's completed only 72-hole official tournaments since that car accident.
Right.
So the only thing that just really leaves you with some question marks is just the reps, because golf is such a repetition-based sport. It's such a muscle memory, gaining your feel type of sport that, you know, I really hope that we can see a full-fledged performance out of Tiger, because when I hear, you know, those sorts of trends as to how recently he's been competing and how much he has been competing, it does leave me nervous for him when you consider who he's going up. It's the Masters. I mean, you look at every guy that's in the top 10, top 15 in betting odds for the Masters. I mean, you need to be on your A game just to be within a few strokes of them, let alone beat them. So my question marks around Tiger Woods, again, I'm not anticipating a victory, although that would be insane.
That would be better than 2019.
But
I think he's got to retire after that.
Yeah. But I think, again, you know, I want to see him do well. I want to see him make the cuts record. But my question marks with him, again, are more around performance and preparation than it is physical health.
What another win would do, it would tie him with Jack Nicklaus to win his sixth green jacket.
Wow.
So. I mean, if he's chasing something, it's obviously that. But I don't know. That doesn't make him the GOAT. He's been the GOAT. So, you know.
Gentlemen, this has been fun.
Very fun.
Happy Masters.
Thank you, Jack
Warner. Happy Masters. Thank you for hopping on with us today. And, Dan, I think the rest of the show that I want to talk about a little bit more of the rest of the field. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about sleepers and top 10. But to just kind of put a bow on the Tiger Woods conversation, he pulled out of the Genesis Invitational earlier this year because of his flu-like symptoms. And, you know, fans, they just hope that Tiger can stay healthy enough to compete. And that's kind of where I'm at, Dan. You know, I really would just kind of like to see him make the cut. He makes the cut. That's awesome. Anything else, like I said, is just kind of an added entree for Tiger Woods. But if you don't mind, Dan, let's break down a little bit of more of the field for guys that I think legitimately have a shot here to make some noise. And one guy I really want to talk about is Cam Young, because I also got to see him play about 3 or 4 straight holes on his Friday round for the Valspar Championship, the tournament in which he came second to Peter Molnati. And Cameron Young was leading by a good margin. Molnati just kind of kicked it up a notch and took home the crown and his eventual invite to this Masters tournament. But Cam Young at 50-1 odds, there's a lot surrounding Cam Young. Top 10 finish at Augusta last year. As I said, a very recent top two finish at the Valspar Championship. I got this from CBS Sports. I really like him as a sleeper and definitely a guy I could see finishing at the very least in the top 10 once again. But I think for a successful tournament for Cam Young, it would be to finish in that top five. If you got someone that is Cam Young or someone else, let me hear it, Dan. Let's talk some sleepers for this 88th Augusta National.
Colin, Will, I'm liking Colin Morikawa. +5,000. That's a guy, you look at him.
Unbelievable iron game, by
right,
the way.
And he's never going to get the credit that a lot of guys would get. When you look at these betting boards and up and down the list, like, he's not going to be right at the top. But I think his game translates so well to how, you know, Masters champions are built and being sustainable throughout this gauntlet of a course. Because that's really going to be the question we ask ourselves throughout the whole Masters. First day, second day, we have, you know, all these different questions that we're asking ourselves. And par 3 contest is today, 3 to 5 on ESPN. Thursday as well, they'll get their final practice round, and then they're on. Like, it's here. The Masters is here starting tomorrow. So I'm looking at a guy like Morikawa. I think he plays so well at these courses. He's checked some boxes already, 4-for-4 in tournaments, and a solo 2022 fifth place, and a top 10 last year as well for Colin Morikawa. So I think, as you said, Will, his iron game is so well. He's able to putt within 10 feet very nicely and effectively as well, which I think plays into this tournament. And the weather's going to be a factor, not as much as it was last year, God forbid. But
last year was pretty crazy.
It was bad.
That was really, really bad.
It was bad. And the PGA Championship, too, at Oak Hill, I believe it was this past year, like, there was a lot of weather there, too. So it'd be nice to see a tournament that all golf fans can wrap, you know, get around and get excited about and not have to worry about the weather as much. But for me, Colin Morikawa, like, really put him in your top five potentially. I'm not going to go out on a limb and say he's going to win. Will, we could talk about other sleepers who might fall, you know, more of a top 10 finish, top 20 finish. But in terms of my main sleeper and a guy who I'm really looking at to crack the top five, it's probably Colin Morikawa.
I really like that, Dan, because I think you put it best. He's the kind of guy that doesn't get the credit that he deserves.
Right.
Why? Because he doesn't have that big tour win.
Yeah.
He's an excellent golfer, and I honestly think you can draw comparisons to how good he is with his irons to Tiger Woods. He's that good. You know, Rory was kind of the poster boy for that. Obviously, we were talking about the commercial between him and Tiger,
mm-hmm.
but Colin Morikawa, on these fairways, you need a strong iron game.
Right.
You need to be able to place the ball on the green and have it sit below the green, because if you
were on the green, how about that?
Well, yeah, but I meant below the stick. I meant, because if it goes anywhere above
down,
the stick,
right,
it's rolling to the fringe all the way in the back of whatever green that you're on, or if the pin's in the back, it's gonna roll into the rough essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about placement. Morikawa has that, especially with his iron game. So I really like that pick out of you. But you mentioned the top tens. Let's talk about some top 10 locks. I'm going to stick with CBS Sports here because I really do enjoy what I'm reading here.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to go with a top 10, not top five, but a top 10 lock for this 2024 Masters tournament. And that's Hideki Matsuyama, the first ever player of Japanese descent to win the Masters.
Great
back
player.
In 2021. He's excellent. He has not missed the cut since 2014. He's got four consecutive top 20s and is playing as well as anyone in the world not named Xander Schauffele. CBS has him flying under the radar in quotes for a top 10 lock. And honestly, that's a great pick, I think, not because they're saying it, but they have the stats and the facts to back that up. I'd like Hideki Matsuyama to finish within the top 10, and who knows, he could creep a little higher than that.
Yeah, I like Matsuyama. I like the pick. He's definitely proven, you know, all the publicity he's got, too, from across the world and all the different endorsement deals. I think that's something that he really takes pride in. And I think he had one with Ping, too, that was a lot of money. So, you know, that's very good for Matsuyama. And I think he will definitely crack the top 10. I would, you know, you could call it a lock. We don't want to do that because we'll sound stupid. But, you know, basically at that point, on the fringe, definitely hear it on the green. For me, I really like this golfer, Victor Hovland, out of Norway.
Yep.
I have for a while, Will, and he's making his fifth Masters appearance. He earned the low amateur honors in 2019. He was Norway's first Masters participant and has missed a cut at Augusta National, and he has yet to miss a cut at the Augusta National. So he started off 2024 hot. Top 25 finishes, Maui, L.A., won three times in 2023. He's a golfer that, watching him when he was at Oklahoma State and how he won the U.S. Amateur there.
Great golf school, by the way.
Right.
Excellent.
And, you know, a national championship winning team in 2018. And seeing the player that he's, you know, turned into, and he's not going to impress you with yardage numbers. While he can drive it very powerfully, and probably 330 with carry with ease, just like any of these guys, right? But I think his soft hands, his iron game, and again, his ability to just be a good putter and be firm with his putts, but know how much pace and tempo to put, and that's an important thing. And I think we look at a guy like that, top seven in 2023, the best Masters finish he's ever had. So I don't know. Why can't we expect a top five finish from Hovland? Maybe number one. He's that kind of golfer.
The thing with Victor Hovland too, Dan, is that he's been playing with and against some of the best golfers that we know today. He was college roommates with Ricky Fowler at Oklahoma State. So he's been around excellent golfers for a very long time, since he was, I would say, even before he was 18 years old. Mm-hmm. That's a great pick from you for your lock in the top 10. Now, let's move on to who do you think definitely will not win the Masters? Ooh. Before I give my take, let's switch it up. Who do you think is definitely not going to win? Doesn't matter where they finish, but definitely not going to win this year's Masters.
I don't know. For me, like a guy like Justin Rose, I mean, he's so good, but I don't know. It's just, I feel like he'll fall into those category of golfers and sports that just never really got the sustainability. And I don't know. Justin Rose, great golfer. One of the best we've seen in our lifetime. He's been around for a long time. He's been and had success at these Masters tournaments as well. That's why he's there. But I don't know. For me, that a guy that I just look at and say, I don't know. I don't see it happening, but it definitely could happen. His odds are right up there with a guy like Tiger Woods that we talk about. But I think it's a little different with Justin Rose. And I don't know. He could very well win, but that's just one of my picks that I look at and say again. But I don't know.
CBS Sports here has Jon Rahm, and I've been of the theme before I even read this article that I'm just not a big fan of guys repeating in any way whatsoever. Jon Rahm could have an outstanding finish. It doesn't mean he wins. Mm-hmm. Winning is obviously the pinnacle of the golf sport, especially at Augusta National. And I like this. I really like this take here, because apparently on Tuesday for his practice round, he didn't play the best, and then he had to deal with all the media, the LIV Golf stuff, the national rankings, all of that on top of, hey, I got to compete in this major. I was about to say major golf competition, right. But no, let's shorten that. I got to compete in one of the biggest golf tournaments there is at the international stage. And obviously everything going on with LIV Golf, the potential merger between them and the PGA. Jon Rahm, obviously one of the highest ranked golfers in the world. Just a lot surrounding Jon Rahm that isn't what he can do at Augusta. You brought it up, Dan. The conditions were not great last year. Jon Rahm still kicked butt. So here he is now, has to deal with all of that. And now come tomorrow, on the day recording is Wednesday, the tournament starts tomorrow. Now he has to go in and play and just stay alive. Each and every stroke matters. So I do like that take there of Jon Rahm definitely not winning with everything going on around Rahm right now. I can't really see him repeating wearing that green jacket. Now, let's go back to Tiger Woods. We got a couple of different topics I want to bring up before we wrap up our show here. But I think a big matchup here, Tiger Woods versus Phil Mickelson. Let's just look at them as individuals. We're not even going to look at them as, are they going to win? Where are they going to finish? This, that, the third. No, these are two of the biggest names in this sport still going at it. And who knows the next time we're going to get to see them play on this kind of stage. So, Dan, I want to start with you. Tiger Woods, Phil Mickelson, who has the better rounds at the conclusion of this Masters tournament?
It's tough, Will, and I have a soft spot for Phil Mickelson. I just want to say that because I'm a lefty golfer, and there's not many of us. Bubba Watson, you know, Phil Mickelson is few and far between, and I do think that that's where my soft spot for Phil Mickelson, wanting to emulate his swing growing up and how good of a player he was, and he's run into some financial troubles and stuff of the like recently in past couple years, but it's great to see him back at the Masters, matched up against Tiger Woods. I go back to 2018, the match, when they had that little thing on TV, the head-to-head, and that was an awesome experience watching that, watching them play golf at nighttime, which is a little bit different too. And I really feel here that while Tiger is going to soak up the limelight, and absolutely, he deserves it, he's back, he's healthy, and, you know, Tiger Woods is the greatest golfer we've ever seen, but Phil Mickelson, he's been there the past couple years, and he was there in 2015, and he was even playing well last year. People will forget, but he was playing well. And I think Phil Mickelson, he's been through a lot this year, and people have often asked the question, where's Phil Mickelson? Is he still around? Is he still playing? Similar to Tiger Woods, but you find out those things about Tiger Woods much quicker than you do about Phil Mickelson. So I think it'll be great. This is one of the most should be hyped up matchups in terms of any sports because of how good these players are. But I don't know. Woods won the last of his five green jackets in 2019, and Mickelson hasn't won the Masters since 2010, but he finished, as we said, top two last year at age 52, which is also another reason why I look to Mickelson more than I do Woods in these cases, is because he's older and
going with the experience factor.
I think that definitely plays in this sport, Will. And I think, unlike any other sport, age, it kind of goes reverse, similar to that the numbers do in golf. So, you know, it's something to watch out for. But I do like Mickelson here.
So I'm going to go against the grain here, and I'm going to go with Tiger because a lot of people are thinking of Mickelson here. And side note, I don't remember if it was you, but you're a lefty, right?
Yes.
So that's there it is. There's the correlation.
There it is.
But I'm going to go with Tiger on this just because I've heard nothing but good things about how he's played in his practice rounds. And he's not only played good, he's played really, really well, according to some sources here that were there in attendance for his practice rounds. And I'm just going to go with the feel-good story here. Going against Tiger, I'm not going to. I think Tiger will just barely edge Mickelson in this tournament, but it's going to be fun to watch, even if neither of them are in any high standing in this tournament. It's really cool to watch these two guys go at it once again, despite everything that's gone down. It's been almost 15 years since Mickelson won his last, so it would be very interesting to see what each of them have in store now. The old guys on the tour, kind of interesting and kind of sad. It was both big names that we grew up hearing about all the time, just kind of dominating the golf world, but Dan's going to go with Mickelson. I'm going to go with Woods.
One,
go ahead. Yeah, yeah.
Another golfer that we're talking about, kind of who's going to make it, who's not. We haven't really talked about him much, but Scottie Scheffler to me, I feel like he's a guy that just.
Is he the favorite, by the way?
I believe he is.
Yes, he is. 4-1 odds, plus 400.
I believe, and there's a good reason for that. And, you know, we look to Rahm and he could repeat and all this stuff, but golf is. You're not going to do it. You're just not. And if that's a hot take, I'll pull this up and we'll have a good laugh. But Scottie Scheffler making his fifth Masters appearance, he won the Masters in 2022, three strokes over Rory McIlroy. You know, another famous Texas Longhornian, Jordan Spieth, we talk about him, 2015, what he was able to do. So I think Scottie Scheffler is number one in the world right now. The rankings might not show that, but he is right there. He's playing the best golf of his career. He's just living a good life right now on social media. I mean, obviously everyone portrays that they're living a good life on social media, but Scottie Scheffler is really doing a lot of good things right now, and he's finished inside the top 20 in each of his four starts at Augusta National and has top six 10-place finishes worldwide in 2024 alone. That's including both wins at the Arnold Palmer Invitational and the Players' Championship in March, as well as 10, 12 place finishes in 18 consecutive starts on the PGA Tour. So he's playing great golf, Will, in summary, and I just wanted to get that out there. I do like Scottie Scheffler, and I always like to watch him play golf, especially at the Masters.
Well, I guess on a closing remark here, I do have something that you'll find interesting on Scottie Scheffler and definitely adds to his case as to why he is such the clear-cut favorite, let alone that he's the number one golfer in the world based on international rankings. Mm-hmm. Dan, he has an outrageous, according to CBS Sports, but this is definitely outrageous, 3.2 strokes gained off the tee to the green. There's four other golfers in the world that have over two. That's 3.2 like strokes from tee to green.
He's making up a whole extra stroke on a guy off the tee box than he would be.
He's already two down before anything starts. It's unbelievable the kind of work that Scottie Scheffler does.
You see that video of him on the social media where he's saying he's pulling out his stock yardages, saying them, and then hitting them?
Hitting them. Like, spot on.
331 with my 2-wood. Okay, here it is. Like, that's crazy.
And he'll hit it 331.
That is crazy.
He's meticulous. He's precise. He's spot on. I find it very hard for him to not at least finish in the top five. I know I said shy away from repeat winners. I think he needs to finish in the top 10 to remain in. Like, I think we can anticipate that for him. I wouldn't be shocked if he does end up winning this. Like I said, I don't really pick repeat winners here for the Masters, but Scheffler is playing, and he's been the number one golfer for some time.
Yeah.
He's playing better golf than he's ever played before with that statistic alone. So, I don't know, man. This is going to be very, very exciting. Oh, man. You got Jordan Spieth,
yep.
Jack's got McIlroy, and I got Xander Schauffele, and it could be somebody.
It could be none of them.
And it could be someone we've never even heard of before. Yeah. That's the beauty
likely
of
will
golf.
Be.
And that's why we love this sport. You just sit back and watch for 4 days and just watch the madness ensue.
I love it.
But that is going to do it for this edition of On the Green. Thank you so much for tuning in. For Jack Warner and Dan Bartels, I'm Will Talent, and we hope you enjoy this year's 88th National Augusta National Masters Tournament. It's going to be a fun one, and we can't wait to see it. Enjoy the weekend, everyone.